and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast episode number. Every single time I forget to check. It's episode number, I want to say 61, 61, 61, 61. Yes, 61. Episode number 61, it is the 1st of August 2024 today, the beginning of a new month. It's a really, really good time to reflect on the month that you've just had. How was July? What were your wins? What were your lessons? What can you learn from the month of July to push into the month of August? Something I still need to do, actually. And also, like, a goal setting for the month ahead. What do you want to achieve? Where do you want to go with the month ahead? What do you want the end of this month to look like? And how are you going to get there? So today I'm going to have a big meeting with my studio manager and for the dance school. And it's all about planning and prepping and forward goal setting, which is exciting. It's always really good. Never since I've started doing that, it's really made a difference to both myself personally and professionally. But that is not what I'm going to talk about today. But like I said, it's a really, really good time to reflect and plan and goal set. Today I'm going to talk about overwhelm because it is a feeling that I have been feeling over the last couple of days. And it's something that I never spoke about before. I've always been one of these kind of people that just power through and have this big smile on my face, everything's fine, and didn't ever really recognize when I was feeling overwhelmed and didn't really do anything about it, to the point that sometimes, and obviously you always come out the other side, but sometimes I would find myself getting really, really stressed or really, really burnt out or really, really fried and quite reactive. So when I know when I'm feeling overwhelmed, because I get quite reactive to people's words and people's behaviors, and whereas normally I'm quite sort of placid is the right word, but I'm quite calm and I'm kind of quite that is what it is, kind of a so I totally recognize now that I'm feeling overwhelmed, and it is important to recognize it and acknowledge it and be able to move forward with that in a productive and positive way. So certainly the last couple of days, because obviously we've with regards to the dance school and actually all of my physical work, I have a period of time in the summer that I'm off, and although I'm off physically, I'm not really off with regards to like planning and all that sort of stuff. Like, I still need to be on. But I would say this summer I probably took more time away from stuff than what I would normally do. And it has really, really served me well. So it's certainly not a negative thing. It served me well. It's gave me a bit more clarity. It's gave me a bit more vision, a bit more creativity, and just a bit of brain space. But what it also has done is sometimes it then makes you feel, that's not the right terminology, but there can be a conflicting thought process there with regards to it then makes you feel overwhelmed because you're now like, oh my God, like we've got a couple of weeks, everything goes back, oh, rah, 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 and you've got this big list of things to do. However, with that, I am not saying like taking time off and whatever is a bad thing. It's absolutely not, and I do not regret taking it. It's needed, absolutely needed. But now it's a case of, right, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can recognize this. What can I do to move forward and be as productive and as focused and as driven and as kind of level-headed and sensible as I can to push forward and make sure I am not going to get to the point of proper overwhelm and burnout and fatigue and frazzled. So, and that's a big reason why today I am meeting with my studio manager to have, and also having that other person as well is really, really good. Me and her work like so beautifully together. She's my accountability person that I didn't have before when I was a kind of one-man band. So this is why I have got this in place, that I know that after today, and we've done all of our planning, we've done all of our strategizing, and we've pushed the needle forward. I know that today, and then I've got my team meeting tonight, that today I will feel so much better. I'll feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders because I'll know things are moving forward in the right direction. So some things that can help you with when you're feeling overwhelmed, and like I said, recognizing it is really, really crucial. I also journaled about it. So getting the thoughts that are in your head out in a piece of paper is absolutely crucial for just recognizing it and seeing it in black and white, taking accountability for it, and being able to move forward and push through it. So some things like taking a break, stepping away from what you're doing, even if it's just for a moment. So last night we had a lot of stuff to do because it was the end of the month and the beginning of a new month today. We had a lot of stuff to kind of fix and tweak and whatever. And that can make you feel overwhelmed because it's like you're on a time frame. It's great to be on a time frame because it then gets things done. But there was some things that we had to wait on confirmation of, and therefore it then meant things were felt last minute rather than being organized in advance. And it's definitely something that's been better for me in the recent kind of couple of years, as being super planned in advance is absolutely a game changer when it comes to not getting feeling like this. Practicing breathing exercises, deep breathing can really, really help you start to feel better. I've spoken about this numerous times on this podcast about how your breath controls your emotion. And if you're feeling any sort of anxious or overwhelm or fear or panic, taking it always back to your breath can just soothe that nervous system. It's so, so crucial. Grounding yourself, so trying to reconnect with your surroundings. Also, for me personally, grounding would be like going outside and nature, getting my feet in the grass. And again, there's just actually there's not a word to explain the impact that has just by getting your feet in the grass. I can't even tell you a word, but it definitely brings instant calm and instant it's just, I don't know, I can't even explain it. But yeah, grounding. But if you're not, if that's not for you, that's absolutely fine. Just grounding yourself in your environment, in your moment. Use your imagination. So again, this is kind of meditative. So like picture yourself somewhere really calm, even if you can't physically go anywhere, just take a moment, close your eyes, and use your imagination to take yourself to a place that is calming and peaceful, and it just gives you that kind of respite, even though you're physically not there. Listening to music's really, really good as well. It takes it distracts you, it takes your brain to another place. Music can really be uplifting. Equally, it can be really, really as humans, we connect to music, or most of us do, quite naturally. So like that, you'll find you're drawn to certain types of genres depending on the mood that you're in. So putting a tune on that's like uplifting and whatever can instantly change your mood and your feelings. So that's really, really powerful, is listening to music. Talking to someone, so you can talk to your friend, a family member, a health professional about your feelings. Speak about it, let it go, open up and speak about it, because if you hold it all in, I said this analogy to one of my coaches, not one of my coaches, sorry, one of my dancers yesterday. And as per usual, my battery is going to die in my laptop. But I said this analogy to one of my dancers yesterday, was like, you need to imagine yourself almost like a jug, and there's only so much that that jug can take. So you cannot keep filling that jug and filling that jug and filling that jug, because eventually it overspills. And it's no different to any feelings of overwhelm or anxiety or fear or rejection or anything. Like you need to, if you're feeling low or you're feeling stressed or you're feeling anxious or you're feeling worried or any kind of negative emotion, if you like, there's only so much that your body and your mind can take. So when you speak to somebody, it's almost like you're pouring a wee bit out. Now it's not meaning that that person can solve your problems or can wave a magic wand and everything can go away, but it's that whole thing where a problem shared is a problem half, that's not necessarily going away, but somebody else can also give you a perception on it that you can't see because you're emotionally involved in it. So speak about it and just be honest and be open and use your voice. I say this all the time to the girls that I coach. Your most powerful tool is your voice, and not using it is you not being authentic to yourself and not being honest with yourself. And that's not going to do you, it's going to do you a disservice. Exercise, physical activity can really, really release endorphins. and chemicals that will naturally improve your mood. So I've trained this morning and I cannot tell you how much I didn't want to do it. However, I feel much better, I feel buzzing off the back of it that I know it's done and I've done and it's ticked off. But again, if training's not for you, going out for a walk, getting some fresh air, doing some mobility, some stretching, some yoga. There's so many different things that you can do that's exercise that will release these endorphins. So it's really, really powerful as well. Middle overwhelm. Take a step back, go out for a walk and get some fresh air in your skin. And also walking can really, really give you that clarity as well that you need, that gives you that focus, that kind of a space where you just get clarity on a situation. Routine. So establishing a routine that includes enough sleep, that includes like what you're fueling your body with, and regular exercise, making sure that it's consistent. Routine, your body thrives on routine, your mind thrives on routine. That's the whole circadian rhythm. Like, we're naturally built to be in a routine and to kind of go with your circadian rhythm. So really, really powerful as well. Finding some healthy outlets. So you could do journaling. I love journaling. It's something that I never done a few years ago, but now I do it every single day. I do it morning and night. Getting a hobby that you actually really love, something that you love to do, or like that talking to someone, whether that be a professional or whether that be somebody who you feel that you can speak to. And obviously, like if like anything, like overwhelm can if it's not dealt with and if it's not managed, then it can quite easily fall into bouts of depression or bouts of anxiety or bouts of just feeling really, really low. So there's power in getting things off your chest. There's power in speaking about these things. Equally, I'm a total advocate for, like, you don't want to give too much power to your negative emotions, but you cannot ignore them because they are there. And if you find yourself in a place where you really need to, you're getting to a place where you're like, this is getting too much, I don't, and you try all the different tools and whatever, and you cannot get out of this, of a rut that you're in, or a kind of a mental block or whatever, then reach out to a professional, reach out to somebody at like hotline or a therapist or a coach or a mentor. Because having, as I've said before about speaking to friends and family, having somebody in your corner that is your cheerleader, that gives you that focus, that gives you that kind of different perspective. There's so much power in that. I have a few coaches. I have coaches for kind of different aspects of my life. And there's definitely times that I would have been in much more of a rut had I not been able to vocalize how I was feeling. And for them to not even, they don't even tell you your perspective. They just let you find a new perspective by asking the right questions. So there's so much power in that. And I still think, I say this all the time, there's such a stigma with people speaking to professionals. And why in this day and age, why? I feel like our generation, those of you who are in my kind of generation, the kind of 30s age bracket, we are the first generation to actually be like, no, actually, this shit needs to be dealt with, and we need to look at why we behave the way that we do and move forward so that we're not repeating cycles that our generations before us have done. Now, that's not to say, I've said this all the time, but that's not, it's nobody's fault. It is nobody's fault, but it is your responsibility as an adult to know the things that you know, learn the things that you need to know, and push forward with a new perspective, a new like a new outlook, and a different pattern than what you've been patterned to do over however many years. If we do not break a cycle, I'm going a bit sidetracked here, but it's so important that if you do not break a cycle, it will continue. It will continue in your offspring and their offspring and their offspring and their offspring until somebody decides to break it. So I went off on a wee bit of a tangent there at the end, but effectively, if you do not manage your overwhelm and you do not like address it and you do not like work on it and look at different ways that are going to help you, then these other aspects and these other things, like your mental health will seriously be impacted. So it's so important to make sure that you're taking the bull by the horns and absolutely moving forward with as much focus and as much like determination and as much like acknowledgement and awareness as humanly possible, so that you can move forward with your life in a positive and uplifting manner. So I hope that served you well. I will see you guys again next week, or you will hear from me again next week. I hope you have an incredible day, an incredible week, and yeah, I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.